Okay, let's learn Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Tainis. We last left off discussing a Tainis Yachid, that when an individual fasts, so we had three different attitudes that different Amoraim took toward a Tainis Yachid, whether if a person volunteers to fast, it's a very nice thing, or not a good thing, or somewhere in between. But now the Gemara is going to tell us, Amar Rav Kan Amar Rav, yeah, that's what we're up to, Amar Rav Kan Amar Rav, Yachid Shekibel of Tainis, a person, an individual who's Mekabel of Tainis from the day before, and he didn't say that it was a Tainus Yachid, and he doesn't know what level of Tainus he accepted upon himself. Did he accept upon himself to fast like with the severity of a Tainus Yachid, or to fast with the severity of a Tainus Tzibur? So Asur bin Ilas Asandal, he's not even allowed to wear shoes, which is not really something of great enjoyment, but he's not even allowed to do that. Certainly, all the other chumras that we have for a Tainus Tzibur, like bathing and anointing one's skin and Tashmish Shamita, which are even more enjoyable, certainly he's not allowed to do those things, because Chayshinon Shema Tainus Tzibur Kibulav, we're Choshesh, that perhaps we're concerned that maybe when he was Mekabel the Tainus the previous day, he had in mind what it really meant was with the severity of a full Tainus Tzibur, where you're not allowed to do any of these things. So Hechilavid, what should a person do if he wants to accept the Tainus without having all of these things, without being concerned for all these extra Chumras? Amar Rabba Barav Shila Lema Hachi, what he should say when he accepts the fast on the previous day is Lamachar Ahelefanecha Betainis Yachid. He should explicitly say, tomorrow I want to accept upon myself a Tainis Yachid, and then it will be very clear that he doesn't have all the chumras of a Tainis Tzibur. Gemara brings a story that illustrates the chumra of a Tainis Tzibur. Amrle Rabbanan Rav Sheshes, the Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes at the time of a Tainis Tzibur, HaKachazin Rabbanan de Mesaimi Masnaihu Vasul Betanisa. We saw Chachamim, we saw Rabbanim that are wearing shoes in the normal way, and they're coming to the Beis HaTainis, they're coming to the place where we gather on a fast day. Ikbad, Rav Sheshes got upset about that. He thought that they were disrespecting the fast, and they're doing against what the proper behavior is. Va'amalu, he said, Dilma Mechel Nami Yachel. What? They're doing that? Are they also eating? Meaning, it's just as bad to be wearing shoes as like eating. They have the Chumra of a Tainis Tzibur, they shouldn't be doing any of those things. Abaye v'Rava, another story. Abaye v'Rava, Ma'eli kimisai mi'apanta. They went in, Abaye and Rava, to the Beis HaKnesses, to the shul, wearing like slippers, without the full shoes. Mereimar Marzutra mechfi dimina l'smala d'smala l'yamina. Marzutra and Mereimar used to switch their right shoe put the right shoe on the left foot, and the left shoe on the right foot, as a way of making themselves uncomfortable. Rabbanan de Beravashi nafki kior chayu. The Rabbanan de Beravashi went out on a fast day wearing normal shoes without anything different. So Savri Kiyadam or Shmuel, because they held like Shmuel that ain't Tainus Tzibur b'Bavel Ella Tishbav Vulvad, that there is no din of a Tainus Tzibur in Bavel except for Tishbav. Tishbav is the only real Tainus Tzibur we have in Bavel that has all the halachos of a Tainus Tzibur. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, another halacha about a Tainus Yachid, Lova Adam Ta'aniso Pareya. A person who's mekabel on himself to fast on a specific day is allowed to eat on that day on the condition that he's going to fast another day instead. It's as if he's borrowing the fast day from Hashem. He's borrowing the right to be able to eat, and he'll pay it back. He'll pay back the fast day at some later date. Ki Amrisa Kameh de Shmuel, when Rav Yudah said this halacha in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, Shmuel said to me, says Rav Yudah, V'chi Neder Kibel Alei. What is this, a full-fledged neder that he was mekabel on himself that he accepted? To lo sagi de lo mishalim, where you have to pay it up later? All he was mekabel upon himself was to make himself suffer a little bit, to give himself some tsar. Imatzi mitzar nafshei, ilo matzi lo mitzar nafshei. So if he's able to fast, so then good. So then he'll suffer the tsar, and otherwise he won't. So even though he's allowed to eat on the fast day, if it's very difficult for him to continue to fast, so he's allowed to eat, he shouldn't have to pay it back. He experienced his tsar by trying his best, and now he doesn't have to pay it back. He doesn't have to worry about the tsar later on. Igida Amri, others say that Shmuel rejected this halacha for another reason. That Amr Ravidam Rav, Lova Adam Taniso Parea, Kayam Rizkame de Shmuel, Ravidam Rav said the same halacha, that you could borrow against the fast day and pay it back. And then when he said this in front of Shmuel, Amr Li, Pshita, of course that's true. Lo yehei ela neder. Neder mila matzi bay l'shlumei umeza l'machal liyom achrina. After all, it should be just like a neder. Just like a neder, if you don't pay it up today, you'll pay it up tomorrow. So to a fast day, if you don't pay it up today, you pay it up tomorrow. So two different versions of how Shmuel reacted to this halacha of lova adam taniso porea. So first of all, concept. Lova adam taniso porea is, I think, an important concept, that a person borrows a fast day and pays it back, which means if he has to eat, he can make up for it later on. So we have two main points to put over here. Number one is, the first main point to make is that a tainis tzibur is aser b'ne'ilas ha-sandal in the normal way, can't wear shoes normally, but a tainis yachid you can. And if a person was mekabel tainis stam, without specifying whether it's a tainis tzibur or a tainis yachid, if he was just mekabel tainis stam, he observes the stringencies, the chumros, of a tainis tzibur. That is point one. Point two is, Rav Yehuda taught that you can make up a fast day, and we have two versions of whether Shmuel accepted it. You can make up a fast day on another day. Two versions whether Shmuel accepted this. Good. The Gemara now quotes a story that from this story we're going to learn that a tainis chalom, a person is not allowed to make up on another day. You can't skip a tainis chalom. It's a special fast you have when you have a bad dream or a very disturbing dream. So that type of fast you can't make up on another day, as we're about to see. Rav Yeshua b'Reid Rav Idi ikla lebei Rav Asi. Rav Yeshua b'Reid Rav Idi went to the house of Rav Asi and they wanted to prepare him a nice meal. Avdulei Egla Tilta. They made for him a third calf, so it's unclear. Egla Tilta is always assumed to be the best meat. So Machlokas Rishonim, exactly what makes it, what's a third about it? Is it the third born? Pashtus Rashi says that it's the third born from its mother. That the third born from its mother is always the best one. I always remind my siblings that because I'm the third child that my parents had. So the third born is at least the most delicious one, if not the best. So Va'amrulei, so they said to him, Lito Marmidi, why don't you taste something? Have a little bite to eat. So they prepared for him this amazing meal. Amr Lahu, he said, sorry, B'tanisa Yosivna, I'm fasting today. I can't eat. Amr Lahu, Velozev Marvelifra, are you kidding? We made for you an egg latilta. It's the best food in the world. Have an idea. Eat today. Make up for this fast a different day. Lo Savar Lamar Lahadam Ravido Merav Lovadam Taniso Perea. Don't you hold Ravido Merav says that you're allowed to borrow against the fast day and pay it up at a different time? Amr Lahu, Tainis Chalomu. He says, no, sorry, it's a Tainis Chalom. This is a Tainis for a bad dream. Important concept. Tainis chalom, and for a tainis chalom, you're not allowed to make up on another day. Vam Rabbi Bar Mechasya, Rav Chama Bar Guria, Rav Bar Mechasya says the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria in the name of Rav. Yofa tainis lechalom keish lina ores. A fast is as effective to undo a dream, a bad dream, like a fire on very flammable material. Vam Rav Chisto bo bayom, and on the day that you had the dream, that's when the fast really works. Vam Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, Shabbos, even if you had a bad dream on a Friday night, Shabbos you fast, and that's going to help for the bad dream. Maita kante, leisiv tanisa l'tanisa. So how do you make up for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, and avera to fast on Shabbos? So then you have to fast another day for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. So, main point three, fasting for a bad dream is very effective on that day. It's very effective on that day, even on Shabbos, but you'll need to fast another day as well. Good. So now the Gemara. Now we're up to a Mishnah. So we learned previously that when Rosh Chodesh Kislev would come and it still hasn't rained, so Beis Din was goes there 3 fast days for the whole Tzibur, and the Mishnah had said that these fast days aren't that strict. You don't have to start observing them the night before. The only thing that's usher to do is eating and drinking. None of the other things are usher. So now we're going to discuss further fast days if it still hasn't rained, if those first few fast days haven't worked yet. So Avru Elu, if those first 3 fast days pass, Velonanu, and we still haven't been answered yet, it's still not raining, Beis Din goes in Shalosh Taniyos Acheros al Tzibur. Beis Din goes there 3 more fast days on the Tzibur on a Monday, Thursday, Monday. Ochlin Veshosin Mibod Yom, and you can only eat the day before, but not the night before. The night before is part of the fast day. Vasurin Bimalacha, and these fast days you're not allowed to do malach, you're not allowed to do work. Ubir Chitze, you're not allowed to bathe. Ubisicha, you're not allowed to anoint one's body. Ubinila Sandi, you're not allowed to wear leather shoes. Ubitashmash Amiti, you're not allowed to have marital relations. Noelin Samar Chatzos, and we even lock up the bathhouses on these fast days. Avruwe Luvelo Nanu, if even these fast days pass and it's still not raining. Beis Din goes there, Od Sheva. Beis Din goes there another 7 fast days. Shein Shalosh, which will turn out to be in total 13 fast days al tzibur that the entire community had to observe. So hare elu yaseros al rishonos, these last 7 are more severe than the others in that shebe elu matrin venolin asachanuyos, that on these fast days we even lock up and close up the stores. So besheni matin, on the tainus that falls out on a Monday, we open the door of the store a little bit im chashecha, when it's close to dark. But we don't take out food to the entrance of the store as a way of getting customers to come. Ube chamishi, and on the fast day that comes out on that Thursday, mutarin, we're allowed to open up the stores normally mipnei kvod haShabbos, because everyone needs to do their shopping for Shabbos. So on Thursday, you don't want the stores closed. Avru, these 7 fast days pass and still it's not raining. Elu Avru Elu Vlonanu, if these 7 fast days pass and it's still not raining, so Matan Masu Matan. So we don't add more fast days, but we stop doing business dealings that are purely for Simcha, meaning like preparing for a wedding and things like that. And also Bibinyan, we don't build things that are purely for Simcha. Benetia, we don't plant things purely for the sake of Simcha. Be'iris and Ubinisun, we don't get married. Ubishela Shalom and Lechavera, we don't even greet people in a normal way. Kibnei Adam and Azuf and Lamakom, we act as if everyone's in Cherim, that you can't even experience any Simcha or greet people in the normal way. So even though the Tzibur doesn't continue to fast, but Hayechidim Chozun Masanin, the individuals, Tamidei Chachamim, do fast on these days as well, Ad Sheyetzei Nisan, all the way through the month of Nisan until Nisan is over. Yatza Nisan, V'yardu Geshamim, if Nisan passed and then it rains, Simen Klala, then it's a Simen Klala, because once Nisan passes, it's the wrong time of year for rain. Shenemra, like the Pasuk says, in the Musa that Shmuel gave to the nation when they wanted a king and they didn't want Shmuel to be their leader anymore. So he said to them, "Halo katsir chitim ayom." He says, "Call out Hashem and ask for rain." So you should know that you've done something very bad, because rain in Nisan is a time of harvesting the grain, and that's a siman klala. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing you, Shmuel tells them, but you see that it's a punishment to have it rain in Nisan. So we learned in the Mishnah that these fast days are usher to do anything, not just eating and drinking, bathing and anointing, and tashmish amita, and leather shoes, and work. So the Gemara explains why. Bishlam akulu, I understand why all of the things are usher, because it's butanic, they're enjoyable. Rechitza v'sicha v'tashmish amita, like for example, bathing is enjoyable, anointing one's body is enjoyable, marital relations are enjoyable. Aval malacha tsarhu, why can't you go to work? Working is a pain, it's not enjoyable. Samar chesam rimim barab amakra, Pasuk says, kachut som kirua atzara is fuzikenim, and we darshan ke'atzeres, that it should be like Shavuos. Ma'atzeres asur basiyas melacha, avtainis asur basiyas melacha. We learn from that pasuk that when Yoel was telling, when the nevuah of Yoel, he was telling them to fast, so he told them not to do melacha. He told them that it should be just like Shavuos. So we see that there's nisur melacha. Ay, ima'atzeres, me'urta, but on Shavuos, it's already the night before, we don't work. Avtainis nam So by a fast day also it should be starting the night before. It says isfu zakenim in the pasuk, so we learn from there that doing work on a tainus is similar to the gathering of the zakenim. Ma sifa zakenim beyom, just like gathering of the zakenim is done a day and not at night, because at night everyone's home, so it's not normal for the zakenim to gather together, the talmid chacham to get together at night. So aftzom nami beyom, so the fast day also is only during the day. So frak the gemara ve'ima mitiara, maybe the isra melacha only starts from the afternoon hours and not in the morning hours, because isn't that when the zakenim actually gather? So Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Ravidi, Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Ravidi explains from the fact that Rabbi Yirmiyah says that the isra melacha is derived from asifa zakenim. So misayel Rav Huna, dam mitzafra kinufya. It's a raya to Rav Huna that they used to gather the zakenim together already in the morning. They didn't wait till later in the day. Hechi avdi, what would they do on a fast day? So Rabbi mitzafra vad palgad yoma ma'ayin. From the very early in the morning until halfway through the day, the Bezin would sit and the Zakenim in the Beis HaKnesses would get together and they would try to figure out about all the problems that they have, the social problems, the stealing, and all the problems that they have in the community, all the averos that people are doing. Mikan ve'elach, after halfway through the day, Riva Diyoma, for a quarter of the day, Karina Besifra v'Haftarta, they would read from the Torah, Ve'echal, and the Haftarah of Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzo. Mikan ve'elach, and then the last quarter of the day, Bin and Rachmi, they would daven. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Al Amdom Yikra B'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim, Revius Hayom, Revius Misvadim Umishtachvim LaHashem Elokeim. So, frak the Gemara, Epoch Hana, maybe the Seder Hayom was the opposite. Maybe the first half of the day they would read from the Torah and the Haftarah and daven, and the second half of the day they would look into what the town needs. So, this is more Losal Kadaitach. The Elaye Asfu Kol Chared B'Divrei Elokei Yisrael. Al me al hagola and ksiv ubeminchas ha'erev kamti mitanisi v'afras hakapi al Hashem, that it's only in the evening that we call out Hashem and that we daven to Hashem. So we see the first half of the day is looking into the needs of the community. Second half of the day is when we actually call out to Hashem. So first of the main points that we'll do right now is that when they added more fast days. They added more fast days. They had the full chumrah. They had all the chumras, meaning starting the night before and being usher in the five things, in the five enjoyments. And then we could say that the next main point we'll say is that the pasuk compares these fast days to Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres. To Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, that's how we know they start that's how we know that that you're not allowed to do malacha, but they don't start the night before. Let's put it this way. Even though we compare these fast days, to Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, even though we compare these fast days to Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, that's just for doing malacha, but we don't start the night before. Good. Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up next time with Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.